六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6。
旧约圣经八百十九页，八百十九页。第六节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以赛亚先知是主前八百年左右的先知。
And Prophet Isaiah lived 100 years before Christ.
800 BC.以赛亚书被称为是旧约的福音书。
And the book of Isaiah is known as the book of
gospel.
The gospel.
In Old Testament time.
The gospel book in the Old Testament time.
以赛亚先知他经历了几个国王。
And so Prophet Isaiah encountered different kings.
有些王是很强盛。
And some of these kings are very powerful.
也有些王是很这个很国家的势力非常的衰弱。
And some kingdoms under these kings are also very weak.
那我们也知道历史上没有一个永远强盛的王国。
And we know in history there was never a kingdom that was always very powerful.
所以先知以赛亚他也知道这个以色列王国，他们这个犹大王国将来必定衰败。
And so Prophet Isaiah also knew that the kingdom of Judah would eventually be defeated.
但是在以赛亚书他的信息里头却常常提到那个复兴的景象跟字眼。
But in the book of Isaiah, in his message, he constantly refers to the revival.
那个复兴就是好的消息。
And this revival is good news.
那这个福音的意思也就是好消息的意思。
And this message is a good message of the gospel.
这也就是为什么以赛亚书也被称为是旧约时代的福音书。
And this is why the book of Isaiah is known as the gospel book in the Old Testament.
我们刚才所念的这个经节主要是在讲着主耶稣。
And the verse that we just read refers to Jesus.
主耶稣的降生是非常的奇妙。
And the birth of Jesus is very miraculous.
在这里，在主前八百年，以赛亚先知就已经来宣告主耶稣的降生。
So 800 BC, Isaiah had already prophesied the birth of Jesus.
通常在古时候甚至要生男的、生女的都还不晓得。
And in the ancient times, if you're going to give birth to a boy or a girl, this was something that was still very uncertain.
是不是能够很顺利的将孩子生出来这也是一个很大的问题。
And it was even a problem whether or not you could give birth very smoothly.
所以通常是在孩子平安降出世之后才来跟大家这个宣告得了一个孩子。
And so often they did not announce that they had a child until the birth was very smooth.
在这里以赛亚他很想要把这个名字给讲出来。
And here Isaiah really wanted to say the name.
但是所说的都不是名字只是一个称呼。
But what he said here was not the name, but rather some titles.
因为在旧约，这个神的名字还是隐藏的。
Because in the Old Testament, the name of Jesus is still hidden.
但是在这里，他却用了很多的称呼来描写主耶稣。
But here he uses a lot of different titles to refer to Jesus.
为什么用这么多的称呼呢？
And so why did he use so many different titles?
因为这是一个奇妙的救主。
Because this is a miraculous savior.
借着这些称呼来彰显出这位救主他的特性。
And so he used these titles to present the different qualities of this savior.
从这个描述里头，我们可以看到主耶稣的本质就是那一位创造万物的真神。
And so from here we know that Jesus is the creator of the heavens and earth.
因为在这里提到说他其实就是那一位全能的神。
Because here it refers to him as the mighty God.
他就是那个永在的父。
And he is the everlasting father.
他就是那一位和平的君王。
And the prince of peace.
我们也常常会想说天上的神他为什么要成为人来到世界上。
And many times you think, why did our God in heaven come down as man onto this earth?
在这里我们可以看到其中的一个原因。
And here we can see one reason for this.
这里说他的名要称为测试。
And here it says that his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
如果我们听英文的话，我们就可以用现代就是辅导者或者是导师。
So the English word refers to this as counselor.
那在中文在翻译的时候还没有这个辅导者这个名词，所以翻成测试，意思就是辅导者的意思。
But they do not have this translation in the Chinese version, but it is the same meaning. It is counselor.
为什么他是测试，所以他需要成为人来到世界上？
So if he is the counselor, why did he have to make himself in the form of human likeness to come onto this earth?
因为做一个测试，他必须要变成人们可以跟他接触，人们可以得到他。
Because as a counselor, he had to take the form of someone that people could relate to.
你要找这个测试，他的意思也是说是一个有智慧的人。
So a counselor is someone who is also full of wisdom.
你要从一个人来得着智慧的指点。
And so you have to be able to receive some wise guidance from this person.
通常这个人必须要你能够接触到他。
And often this is someone you have to have contact with.
你能够很容易的就近他，所以你才能够从他那边来得到一些指点。
And this is someone that you should be able to draw near to so that you can receive guidance from him.
主耶稣就是测试。
And Jesus is the counselor.
这来讲到他的智慧。
And here it mentions his wisdom.
是的，天上的真神的智慧是远远的超过人的。
And it is true that the wisdom of God in heaven surpasses all mankind.
在我们的生活当中，我们也常常谈到智慧，我们也不断的在追求智慧。
And in our daily lives, we often mention wisdom, and we also pursue after this wisdom.
但也有很多的时候，所谓的智慧其实对我们来讲是没有用，没有什么用处的。
But many times, this wisdom is very meaningless to us.
有一些所谓的智慧它是非常的艰难，你很难懂。
And a lot of wisdom is something that is very hard to understand.
有一些所谓的智慧它已经跟现实的生活脱离了。
And some types of wisdom are detached from reality.
所以你根本没有办法去把那些所谓的智慧用在现实的生活里头。
And so you cannot use this wisdom to apply it to your daily life.
但是主耶稣所给我们的智慧是很容易可以得到的，而且就可以用在每一天的生活每一个层面里头。
But the wisdom from Jesus Christ is something that is easily attained and that you can apply to your daily life.
他让我们来成为一个更完美的人。
And he wants us to become a more complete and perfect person.
他的教导让我们能够好好的来经营我们的家庭。
And his teachings teach us how to build our own families.
让我们在实际的生活当中真的可以拥有一个快乐、美满、幸福的家庭。
That we may have a very blessed and happy family in our daily life.
他的教导也可以应用在这个社会上。
And his teachings can also be applied to the society.
让这个社会充满着更多的真实的爱。
So our society can be filled with more true love.
让这个社会上充满着更多的诚实。
And so our society can be filled with more truth.
这个社会上如果有更多的诚实，更多的爱，这个社会就会更加的和平。
And if there is more truth and love in the society, then there will be more peace.
所以主耶稣他成为人，让人可以接触他，很容易来就近他。
And so Jesus Christ took the form of a human being so that people could draw near to him.
圣经描写说主耶稣降生在客店里头的马槽里。
And so in the Bible records that Jesus Christ was born in a stable.
啊，当主耶稣降生的时候，有天使向野地的牧羊人来报告这个好消息。
And when Jesus was born, the angels from heaven told this good news to the shepherds.
啊，这牧羊人是当时非常平凡的一群的人。
And these shepherds were very ordinary people.
啊，圣经也描写说有东方的有智慧的人，他们要来找主耶稣。
And the Bible also records that the wise men from the east also wanted to come and find Jesus.
啊，他们找到了主耶稣，啊，就向这个婴孩主耶稣来下拜。
And when they found Jesus, they worshipped him.
啊，这告诉我们啊，无论在什么地方，无论什么人，都可以得到主耶稣，都可以来接触主耶稣。
And this tells us that no matter what type of person you are or where you are from, everyone can draw near to Jesus.
所以尤其在主耶稣传道的三年多的时间里头，他更是非常容易的让人来接近他。
And so in the 3 years that Jesus preached on earth, he was very accessible to everyone.
主耶稣说让小孩子到我这里来。
Jesus said, let the little children come to me.
不论是小孩子，不论是成年人，他们都能够很容易的来就近主耶稣。
No matter if they were adults or children, they were all able to draw near to Jesus.
主耶稣常常走入人群里头。
And Jesus often walked into the crowds.
啊，无论是富有的，无论是贫穷的，主耶稣就近他们。
And whether they were rich or poor, Jesus drew near to them.
无论是贫穷的，无论是富有的，他们都能够来到主耶稣这里。
And whether they were rich or poor, these people were able to come to Jesus.
啊，甚至在当时的社会里头被认为是罪人的，他们也能够来到主耶稣这里。
And even the sinners in that society were able to come to Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣他就是测试。
Because Jesus is the counselor.
啊，所以主耶稣成为很容易让人就近的。
And Jesus was someone who people could come to easily.
哦，让人能够从主耶稣那里来得着生活上的指点跟帮助。
And from Jesus, people were able to receive guidance and teachings for their daily life.
复活升天的主耶稣今天仍然是我们的测试。
And the Jesus Christ who resurrected is our counselor today.
哦，那今天主耶稣仍然是我们很容易可以就近的。
And today Jesus is someone who we can draw near to.
仍然是我们很容易可以从他那里来得着我们所需要的。
And he is someone who we can easily receive what we need.
啊，他用两种形式来让我们那么容易的就来就近他。
And to use two different ways in which we can draw near to him.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
16节，圣经都是神所默，新约圣经304页，圣经都是神所默示的，以教训督责，使人归正，教导人协议，都是有益的。
Verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
17节，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Verse 17, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这里提到说，这本圣经都是神啊，神所启示，神所默示的。
And here it says that all scripture is God-breathed.
这本圣经记载着神的教训。
And this scripture has the teachings of God inside of it.
这本圣经记载着很多人信仰的经验。
And it records a lot of the things that people will encounter in their spiritual journey.
啊，这是一本可以让人带着一辈子来阅读的一本书。
And this is a book that people can read for a long time.
啊，有很多很畅销、很好的著作。
And there are a lot of best-selling authors.
啊，但是有很多的书，通常是我们看了一遍、两遍、几遍之后，我们就把它放在一旁。
But there are a lot of books that after you read them once or twice, you just set them aside.
啊，当我们觉得需要的时候，我们偶尔再拿出来翻一翻。
And when we feel like we need it, then we will look at it again.
啊，不是这样子吗？我们书架上是不是很多书上面其实都一层的灰尘？
Isn't this so that the books in our bookcase are covered in dust?
啊，但是这一本圣经是可以让我们每一天都来阅读它的。
But this Bible is a book that we can read every single day.
这本圣经可以在我们人生的每一个时期里头，每一个遭遇里头，都来阅读它。
And this Bible is a book that we can read, no matter what we encounter in our life.
也可以，这本圣经让我们不断的从里头来得到教训，来得着智慧。
And from this book, we can receive a lot of teachings and rebuking.
啊，因为这本圣经里头充满着神智慧的言语，神智慧的教训。
And because this book is filled with the wisdom of God and His teachings.
啊，今天我们仍然可以很容易的来就近主耶稣。
And today we can easily come to Jesus.
啊，第二个方法就是借着圣灵。
And the second way is through the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
16节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
啊，这里说要赐给我们一位保惠师，就是帮助者，就是测试。
And here it says that he will give us another counselor, which is another helper.
哦，而且他是永远的跟我们同在。
And this helper will always be with us forever.
十七节。
Verse 17.
啊，第一句话说就是真理的圣灵。
The first phrase says the Spirit of Truth.
啊，这个主耶稣应许所给我们的真理的圣灵，他就是辅导者，他就是测试。
The Spirit of Truth that the Father has given to us is the Counselor.
啊，所以今天我们仍然是在我们的生活当中，我们可以接触主耶稣，我们可以拥有主耶稣。
And so today in our daily life, we can have contact with Jesus Christ.
啊，因为我们很容易的来拥有这一本圣经。
Because you can easily obtain this Bible.
啊，因为我们能够领受他所应许的圣灵。
And because you can receive His promised Holy Spirit.
啊，尤其透过我们的祷告，在祷告当中，我们来得着这一位测试来带领我们。
And especially through our prayers, you can receive the guidance of this counselor.
而祷告又是这么容易的一件事情。
And prayer is something that is very easy.
啊，无论在什么地方，无论在什么时候，我们都可以来做祷告。
No matter where or what time, we could always pray.
我们可以心中默祷，我们可以心中默想，我们甚至可以出声音来祷告。
And we can pray in our hearts, or we can pray out loud.
啊，让神的话语来在我们的心中进入我们的心中，让我们能够明白。
And we can let the words of God enter our heart so that we can understand.
哦，让圣灵在我们心中来运行，来启发我们。
And so the Holy Spirit can revive us within.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
新约圣经280页，腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6。
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
啊，这里说我们可以将一切的事情放在祷告里头。
And here it says that we can put everything in our prayers.
这一切的事情包括我们领受恩典，我们的感谢。
And everything includes our thanksgiving.
这一切的事情包括我们的困难，我们的问题。
And this everything also includes anxiety and our problems.
这一切的事情包括我们的病痛。
And this everything also includes our illnesses.
这一切的事情包括我们生活当中的压力。
And this includes the stress that we have in our life.
啊，这一切的事情包括我们生活当中的重担。
And this also includes the burdens that we have in our life.
啊，当我们面对所有的这一切，我们真的需要有一个测，一个有智慧的测试。
And when we encounter all these things, we really do need a wise counselor.
啊，主耶稣他就是测试。
And Jesus is the counselor.
借着我们的祷告，他的话语要来指点我们。
And through prayer, His words will guide us.
啊，借着祷告，他的圣灵要来带领我们。
And through prayer, His Holy Spirit will guide us.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神将出人意外的平安来赏赐给我们。
Jesus will give us this peace that transcends all understanding.
很多的时候生活当中就是那一个症结没有办法去突破。
And sometimes in our life, there is something, there's just that one point that we cannot break through.
那一个症结常常就是需要旁边的人来拉我们一把，来点醒我们一下。
And this struggle that we are unable to break through is something that we often need the people around us to help us with.
但是我们也都很愿意互相来，虽然我们也都很愿意互相的来帮助。
And even though we are very willing to help one another.
但是我们也知道我们每一个人都很，都有极限的。
But we know that every one of us is very limited.
很多的时候并不是我想帮你，我就帮得上你。
And many times, even though we may want to help someone, we may not be able to.
或许我觉得你可以帮忙我，但是事实上，你是有限的。
And even though I may think that you can help me, in reality, you are limited.
这也就是为什么我们常常从祷告里头，我们真的来体验了那个出乎意料之外的平安。
And this is why in our prayers you can often experience this peace that transcends everything.
因为主耶稣他就是那一个有智慧的测试。
Because Jesus is the wise counselor.
所以多少的时候我们就是在祷告的当中，我们来领受了这位智慧的测试，给我们的帮助。
And many times through our prayer we receive the guidance and teachings from this wise counselor.
主耶稣为什么要成为人来到这个世界上？
So why did Jesus take the form of mankind to come to this world?
因为他的名被称为是测试。
Because his name was called counselor.
所以他来到这个世界上，他带来的答案。
And so when he came into this earth, he brought answers.
在我们的生活当中，真的是充满着许许多多的问题。
And in our lives, we are filled with many questions.
纵然我们今天在二十一世纪里头，
And even though we are in the 21st century,
但是我们也必须承认，这也将是一个充满着问题的世纪。
We must admit that we live in a century that is filled with problems.
主耶稣给我们带来的答案。
And Jesus Christ brings answers.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第二节。
John chapter 3 verse 2.
第二节，这个人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Verse 2, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with them, him.
这里有一个人叫尼哥底母，他夜里来见主耶稣。
And here a man called Nicodemus came to see Jesus at night.
他称主耶稣做拉比，就是老师的意思。
And he referred to Jesus as rabbi, which means teacher.
而事实上，这个尼哥底母他正是犹太社会里头的老师。
But in reality, Nicodemus was actually a teacher in the Jewish ruling council.
虽然他是测试，他是老师。但是他本身却有许许多多的问题。
And even though he himself was a teacher, he still had many problems.
或者是为了面子的问题，所以他不是白天来见耶稣，他是晚上来见耶稣。
And maybe to save face, he came to see Jesus at night.
事实上，在犹太社会里头，这个主耶稣啊，很多人看他其实只是木匠的儿子，他也是一个木匠。
And so in the Jewish society, many people saw Jesus as only the son of a carpenter.
所以这个尼哥底母啊，他也是一个非常坦白的人。
So Nicodemus was a very
person very frank.
He was a friend.
他很诚实，在主耶稣面前，他是很诚实的。
He was a very honest and truthful person in front of Jesus.
虽然他还是有点不愿意让人看到他的这种困窘。
Even though he was not willing to let people see his difficulties.
但是一个老师，他来称主耶稣说：“你才是老师。”
But as a teacher, he came to Jesus and referred to him as teacher.
因为他对他的很在意的信仰的事情，他并不明白。
Because he did not understand the important matters that refer to his faith.
那犹太人的宗教跟他们的政治跟他们的生活是一体的。
So in the Jewish society, their faith and different aspects of society were all one.
所以他对他的信仰有问题，他对他的国家社会也充满，也就是充满着问题。
And so if he had problems with his faith, then he would also have problems with his society.
他是社会里头的这个领导者，但是他对他的社会的问题，他是没有办法解决。
He was a leader in his society, but yet he was unable to solve the problems of his society.
他对信仰有问题，也代表着他的生活里头也充满着问题。
And because he had problems in his faith, this meant that he also had problems in his own life.
所以他来找主耶稣。
And so that is why he came to Jesus.
他听主耶稣所讲的，他看主耶稣所做的，他知道主耶稣能够给他答案。
And from hearing what Jesus said and seeing what Jesus did, he knew that Jesus had the answer.
所以从对话里头，我们也知道主耶稣也直截了当的将答案来给他。
And so from the dialogue, we can see that Jesus told him the answer directly.
这个人很在意的就是神的国。
And what this person really wanted to emphasize, what was really important to him, was the kingdom of God.
当然神的国在这里又是一个，在当时的犹太社会就是一个很特别的名词。
And so this was a very important, very special name in the Jewish society.
这个神的国的实现是他们才能够解决他们所有的问题。
And only through the coming of the kingdom of God could their problems be solved.
所以主耶稣给了他答案。
So Jesus gave him the answer.
主耶稣，我们常常看到主耶稣非常的受欢迎。
And we can see that Jesus was often very popular.
其实在另一个层面，却有很多的时候，很多的人他们在质疑主耶稣，在挑战着主耶稣。
And many times people were actually challenging Jesus.
他们也想尽办法的要来刁难主耶稣。
And they thought of ways to critique him.
但是主耶稣也来回答这些挑难他的人。
But Jesus also had an answer for these critics.
常常我们对信仰，有时候我们对信仰也是充满着很多的问题跟疑惑。
And many times we have many problems or doubts in our faith.
我们也常常想要用不同的方法来否认，或者挑战信仰。
And we want to use different ways to challenge our faith.
答案在哪里？
And so where is the answer?
答案，主耶稣要给我们答案。
Jesus will give us the answer.
请看马太福音22章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音22章22节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 22.
22节，他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。
Verse 22, when they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away.
主耶稣给这些挑战者满意的答案。
And Jesus gave these people who were challenging him a very satisfactory answer.
所以他们就觉得很惊讶，很稀奇的，他们就离开了。
And so they were amazed and they left.
33节。
Verse 33.
众人听见这话，就稀奇他的教训。
Verse 33, when the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching.
人们觉得这一次一定能够难倒主耶稣。
And they thought that this time they would really be able to defeat Jesus.
但是主耶稣却给他们了一个完美的答案。
But Jesus gave them a very complete answer.
再请看46节。
Let's look at verse 46.
他们没有一个人能回答预言，从那日以后也没有人敢再问他什么。
Verse 46, No one could say a word in reply, and from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
每一次主耶稣总是给人满意的答案。
So every time Jesus gave the people a very satisfactory answer.
所以主耶稣是测试他带给我们答案。
So Jesus is the counselor, and he will answer, bring answers to our questions.
只要我们愿意阅读圣经，只要我们愿意诚心诚意的来做祷告。
If we are willing to read the Bible, and if we are willing to pray.
这位奇妙的测试，他总是给我们最完美、最满意的答案。
Then this wonderful counselor will give us the most complete answer.
这就是为什么这本圣经是最畅销的书。
And this is why this Bible is the most the best-selling book.
这就是为什么这么多人他们这么诚心诚意的在做祷告。
And this is why so many people pray so fervently.
因为主耶稣就是答案。
Because Jesus is the answer.
主耶稣要更是要回答人们所没有办法回答的那个永恒，那个永生。
And Jesus can answer the questions of eternity that mankind cannot answer.
他不是用假设的。
And he does not give examples.
假设 hypothesis.
Oh, he does not use a hypothesis.
他不是用推测的，不是用他是很确定的来告诉人们永生的事情。
And he has a very firm answer for questions on eternity.
当主耶稣的门徒他们知道主耶稣要受死要死在十字架上，他们很忧伤。
When the disciples of Jesus knew that he was going to be crucified on the cross, they were very sad.
主耶稣来安慰他们。
So Jesus comforted them.
主耶稣给他们答案。
And he gave them an answer.
这些答案里头的第一个就是提到永生的事情。
And the first answer, related to eternal life.
主耶稣说：“我去为你们预备地方去。”
And Jesus said, "I am going to prepare a place for you."
我要再来，我要接你们到那里，永远跟我同在。
And I will come back and take you back with me.
这个都是用肯定的句子，肯定的描述来述说。
And these are all very firm answers.
主耶稣为什么成为人来到这个世界上？
So why did Jesus take the form of mankind to come into this world?
因为他的名称为测试。
Because his name is counselor.
他来了，他成为没有希望的人的一个保证。
And so when he came, he gave hope to the hopeless.
在我们生活当中，很多的时候，当我们知道事实，知道结果，不是带来欢喜，而是绝望。
And so many times when we realize that the outcome will not bring joy, then we are filled with despair.
因为我们不想要有那个结果。
Because we do not want that result or outcome.
但是我们又没有办法去改变那个结果。
But at the same time, we are unable to change the outcome.
所以我们在很多的时候，我们其实是在失望跟绝望里头。
And so many times we are filled with disappointment and despair.
主耶稣他是测试，他带给我们盼望的保证。
And Jesus is the counselor, and he brings hope.
因为他是充满着爱。
Because he is full of love.
在爱里头才会有真正的希望。
And only in love is there true hope.
在爱里头才会有真正的改变。
And only in love is there a real change.
在爱里头才会有真正的力量。
And only in love is there strength.
所以他带来爱，他带来了希望。
And so he brings love and brings hope.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章二十八节。
John chapter 4, verse 28.
28节，那个妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事 都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
Verse 28, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
这个妇人把每一天生活所必需的这个 水罐子就放下来了。
And so this woman set aside, her water jar.
这个是她每一天生活所需的，也是她生活当中的痛。
And this was a necessity in her daily life.
啊，每一个人每一天都需要水。
Because everyone needs water in their life.
在那个时代，总是要有这个器皿到井去拿水。
And during that time, they needed a woman to go to the well to draw water.
啊，所以这个是她每天生活所必需的。
And so this is a necessity in her life.
啊，这也是她生活的痛。
And this is also a burden in her life.
啊，因为她不能够在人多的时候去拿水。
Because she could not go to the well when it was very crowded.
她必须要在中午很热、太阳最大的时候，没有人去拿水的时候，到井旁去拿水。
She needed to go to the well at during noon where the hot the sun was the hottest.
啊，因为她是一个被议论、被指责的一个妇女。
Because she was a woman who was being rebuked.
在那样的环境里头，她实在也没有办法改变她的生活、她的身份。
And so in that environment, she could not change her status.
啊，所以她是一个相当失望的一个人。
And so she was a person who was hopeless.
啊，但是她也很勇敢，她必须继续活下去。
But she was very brave, and she knew that she still had to live on.
每天就拥抱着这个心中的痛来过生活。
And so every day she lived with this hurt inside her heart.
啊，这里说她丢下了水罐子。
And so here it said she left her water jar.
她放下了她心中的痛。
So she put down the hurt in her heart.
因为她遇见了主耶稣。
Because she saw Jesus.
因为主耶稣是这么容易的让她能够就近。
Because Jesus was someone who was so approachable that someone who she could really draw near to.
因为主耶稣带给了他答案。
Because Jesus gave her the answer.
因为主耶稣带给了他希望。
Because Jesus gave her hope.
我们请再看，请再跳过来看啊，四十六节。
Let's look at verse 46.
啊，四十二节。
Let's turn to verse 42.
四十二节，众人便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见的，知道这真是救世主。”
Verse 42, they said to the women, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world." 啊，
众人都认识了，得到了这位救世主。
And so the crowd all came to know the Savior.
我们请再看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章第三节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 3.
第三节，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。
Verse 3, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd.
啊，一个税吏长挤在人群当中，竟然没有人愿意让路。
And even though he was a chief tax collector, when he was in the crowd, no one was willing to make way for him.
啊，他是一个财主，但是他也是一个最贫穷的人。
And even though he is wealthy, he is also the poorest of them all.
啊，在犹太社会里头，他是一个没有人格的人。
And in the Jewish society, he is someone with a very low status.
啊，如果用我们今天常常流行的一句话，他也是那一种穷得只剩下钱的人。
And so he is someone who is so poor that he only has money left.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
Verse 4, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
第五节。
Verse 5,
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
啊，他挤在人群当中，他更感觉到这个他的那种不适，他的亏欠。
And so in the crowd, he felt his shortcoming and his lacking even more.
啊，为什么人们不理我？为什么人们我长得这么矮，还没有人愿意让我？
So why are these people paying no attention to me, even though I am short? Why are these people not making way for me?
啊，其实就是因为他每一天的生活。
And it is actually because of his daily life.
啊，但是他又没有办法走回头路。
But he is unable to go back.
因为他的生活让他能够获得很多的钱财。
Because of his life, he was able to accumulate a lot of wealth.
哦，他实在没有办法放下这么容易得钱财的这一个生活。
And he was unable to set aside this life that brought so much wealth.
哦，但是他里头又是那么的空虚，那么的贫穷。
But inside he was very poor and empty.
啊，他好像没有回头路可以走。
And he did not have a way back.
啊，但是主耶稣让他遇见了。
But Jesus let him encounter him.
啊，主耶稣带给他答案。
And Jesus gave him the answer.
主耶稣带给他希望。
Jesus gave him hope.
啊，所以这一个人他就好像重生了一样。
So this person was being reborn.
哦，他改变了他自己。
And he changed himself.
他改变了他的生活。
And he changed his life.
他不再是一个不能走回、没有回头路可走的人。
And he is no longer someone who cannot go back.
啊，所以主耶稣今天同样的带给我们希望。
And so today, in the same way, Jesus brings us hope.
啊，真的，我们面对着很多我们没有办，好像没有办法改变的结果。
And we may encounter many things that we think that we cannot change the outcome.
看到那些结果，让我们觉得非常的绝望。
And when we see these outcomes, we feel very hopeless.
啊，主耶稣给我们答案。
But Jesus gives us the answer.
主耶稣给我们希望。
And he gives us hope.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他让我们知道我们从哪里来。
And he lets us know where we come from.
他让我们知道我们在这里要做什么。
He lets us know what we are to do.
他让我们知道将来我们要到哪里去。
And he lets us know where we will go in the future.
啊，这样的认识，这样的相信，真的是充满着希望，充满着盼望。
And this understanding and this faith is filled with hope.
哦，所以没有什么问题是太困难，主耶稣没有办法来给我们答案。
And there is no problem that is too difficult that Jesus cannot give us the answer. 哦，
他总是很乐意的，愿意将答案、将希望来给我们。
And he will give this answer and hope to us very willingly.
哦，所以他不但在当时是个测试，他今天对你我，他还是测试。
And not only was he a counselor back then, but he is a counselor today for you and me.
我们必须承认，在我们每一个人在这个社会里头是充满着病态，充满着问题。
And we must admit that all of us today in this society are filled with problems.
啊，无论我们是在哪一个层面，在哪一个年龄层，他可以给我们答案。
And no matter what, he is able to give us an answer.
啊，问题是我们是否愿意。
And the only problem is, are we willing?
其实他已经在回答我们，他已经在带领我们。
He is actually already guiding us and giving us the answer.
啊，只是我们愿不愿意让他来成为我们生活当中的测试。
Are we willing to make him the counselor in our life?
唱诗379首。
Let's sing hymn 379.